Please begin reading at the top of page 160 in your book.
The Beast Prowls. I stay after school to work on tree sketches. Mr. Freeman helps me for a while. He gives me a roll of brown paper and a piece of white chalk and shows me how to draw a tree in three sweeping lines. He doesn't care how many mistakes I make, just one, two, three. Like a waltz, he says, over and over. I use up a mile of the paper, but he doesn't care. This may be the root of his budget problem with the school board. God crackles over the intercom and tells Mr. Freeman he's late for a faculty meeting. Mr. Freeman says the kind of words you don't usually hear from teachers. He gives me a new piece of chalk and tells me to draw roots. You can't grow a decent tree without roots. The art room is one of the places I feel safe. I hum and don't worry about looking stupid. Roots. Ugh. But I try. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I don't worry about the next day or minute. 1, 2, 3. Somebody flicks the lights off. My head snaps up. It is there. Andy Beast. Little rabbit heart leaps out of my chest and scampers across the paper, leaving bloody footprints on my roots. He turns the lights back on. I smell him. Have to find out where he gets that cologne. I think it's called fear. This is turning into one of those repeats.